You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Oh, Nelly, are you ready for some Tuesday football? Yeah, it's college football wall to wall today. We have some good bowl games, so you may want to call in sick, take a vacation day, do whatever it takes to get in front of the TV. Let's start with the Birmingham Bowl. It is Houston +2 over Auburn. So the Cougars are 11-1 with bookend losses to Texas Tech and Cincinnati. Not a ton of quality wins on the resume, but they did win 8 of their 11 games this year by double digits. Meanwhile, the Tigers are 6-6 after losing their final 4 games of the season, including 2 upset losses to South Carolina, a team I'm not a fan of, and Mississippi State. The Tigers have some really good wins this year over the likes of Ole Miss and Arkansas, but Bo Nix will not be at QB today, and 3 other key starters have opted out of this game. Houston is playing for respect. We know that. Auburn is looking to erase a terrible finish to the month in their home state. But I'm leaning towards the Cougars today, so I'm going to take Houston +2 over Auburn. Next up, we go to the First Responder Bowl, where we like Louisville, the Cardinal, -1 over Air Force. So can Louisville stop the triple option? That is the big question today. Having extra time to prepare should help. Air Force is 5-5 in bowl games under Coach Calhoun. Louisville has the best player on the field, and I think they'll play like they want to be there today. So I'm going to take the Cardinals -1 over Air Force. Next up, we go to the Liberty Bowl. It is Mississippi State -10 over Texas Tech. I'll admit it, I'm excited for this one. So Texas Tech fired Mike Leach. We all know that. Any player that wants to play for Coach Leach next year will need to bust butt today. The Texas Tech interim coach is headed to Louisiana Tech next, so his focus could be questionable. Meanwhile, Mike Leach is still battling Texas Tech over money. Motivation is extremely lopsided, in my opinion. So I like the Bulldogs -10 over the Red Raiders. And don't be shocked if we see Coach Leach go for 2, up like 30 in the fourth quarter. Can't wait for the postgame interview either. It's Mississippi State -10 over Texas Tech in the Liberty Bowl. Next up, we go to the Holiday Bowl. Quality game here between UCLA and NC State. So I've liked Chip Kelly and this team all year at UCLA. I think this program is actually on the rise, and this game could be the icing on the cake. I get it. The critics will say this team has yet to beat a program with a winning record this season, but I'm also not sure what to think about the ACC or NC State in particular. UCLA reminds me of the North Carolina team, and the Tar Heels offense gained 7.2 yards per carry against NC State. I think UCLA wins this one, so I'm going to play the Bruins +2 over the Wolfpack. Next up, we go to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. It is Minnesota -5 over West Virginia. So the Golden Gophers are 2-0 under head coach PJ Fleck in bowl games, and I have confidence that the master motivator will have his team fired up for this one. The lack of opt-outs for future NFL players, especially in that offensive line for Minnesota, highlights the commitment level to this bowl game. So I'm going to lay the 5 with the Golden Gophers over a very depleted West Virginia Mountaineer team. Now let's go to the Frozen Pond. Yes, the NHL is back, and I'm happy about it. We're going to play the Golden Knights -1.5 over the LA Kings at a +175. So the Knights are 10-5 on the road this year. The Kings are a very respectable 8-6-2 at home. Vegas was 8-2 in their last 10 prior to the COVID break. The Kings still appear to have some lingering issues with COVID. So I'm taking the Golden Knights -1.5 at a +175 tonight. Next up, we go to the association. We're in the NBA. We're going to play the Rockets and the Lakers under the 228.5. So the simulator gives this one a 68% chance to go under. The Lakers practiced yesterday for just the 10th time all season. That's crazy. I'm not sure if that's going to help or hurt. The Rockets, meanwhile, they lost by 24 last night at Charlotte. This is a big number, even for NBA standards. So I'm going to take the under 228.5 between the Rockets and the Lakers. Next up, we go to college basketball, where it was once a promising card, but it suffered cancellation after cancellation. So we're only going to play two of the remaining games on the card tonight. Game number one is going to be Notre Dame minus the 3.5 at Pittsburgh. So the Irish are 5-5 this year, only 2-8 against the spread. But Notre Dame has won 3 of 4, including an upset win over Kentucky. A loss at Boston College in a similar spot scares me, but hopefully that loss will actually help the Irish tonight. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh has won 3 of 4, and they've had some competitive losses this season, but I'm not going to trust this team anytime soon. So the Irish minus the 3.5 on the road is the play. Next up, it is Boise State minus 4 over Fresno State. So the Bulldogs are 9-3 with road losses to San Fran, Cal, and Utah. The Broncos are 8-4 with an up-and-down resume. The first to 60 might win in this defensive slugfest tonight. Boise has covered 4 straight. I think things are starting to improve and starting to click in Boise. So let's lay the 4 with the Broncos tonight over Fresno State. So let's recap your card for a Tuesday. Oh, do we love the college football today. In the Birmingham Bowl, we like Houston plus the 2 over Auburn. In the First Responder Bowl, we like Louisville minus the 1 over Air Force. In the Liberty Bowl, it is Mississippi State minus the 10 over Texas Tech. In the Holiday Bowl, we like UCLA plus the 2 over NC State. In the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, it is Minnesota minus 5 over West Virginia. On the Frozen Pond in the NHL, it's back. We got the Golden Knights tonight minus 1.5 over the Kings at a plus 175. In the association, we're on the Rockets and the Lakers under the 228.5. In college basketball, we like Notre Dame minus the 3.5 at Pittsburgh, and we like Boise State on the home court minus the 4 over Fresno State. So that's your card for a Tuesday. We wish you all the best, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.